Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is with our favorite Navajo, Derek Begay. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the show.
Randy, I'll give you all my attention. Ask well, me anything good. You want.
How is your life today?
It's good. We missed tonight in the fourth round, but still good.
Well, that's all right. That happens. If you don't ever nod your head, you're not ever going to get turfed, or you're not going to miss. Coming back after a aggregate win at the National Finals Rodeo has got to feel special. How's that different? And you've been here, I believe, this is number 11?
Yes, sir.
What is the difference between the first through the 11th time?
They're all different in their ways, but anytime you get to come back here, you feel proud. You feel like you've done your job. You feel accomplished. You set out what you want to do, and this is where you want to be at the end of the year. But every year is different with age, the way you come in here and the way you think about things, the way you approach things. It all changes when the years go on, but the excitement, it never goes away. It's always there.
What about the practice pen? Do you see that more or less with age?
Way less. I hardly practice nowadays. It's turned into a job, and yeah, not much practice for me. Not just because I'm not saying I don't need it. I do need it. Practice is something that I've done my whole life, and I've done it forever. But when you get older, there's other things that I want to do, other things that I need to do. So practice kind of takes a back seat.
Well, I mean, as much as we go in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, potential other ropings, you're going all the time. It is a perishable art, but you're certainly got a rope in your hand long enough through the year that it doesn't perish.
No, roping's roping. It's part of my life. It's something that I do and something that I've always done, and it's always going to be there, and it's just something we are. You win a little bit and you lose a lot, and it's just something that I enjoy doing. It. I'm never going to quit.
Something the world and I have noticed about you is that you have fun. We see you riding buffalo. We see you riding steers. We see you roping bulls at the PBRs. That's a special key for any individual to have.
Well, you gotta try to make a living doing other stuff other than roping. Oh, I like doing anything that involves animals, livestock. Like you said, PBRs. I'm a fan of bull riding, always been, and I'm a fan of a lot of different things. I like to be involved in a lot of stuff. I like to watch the other events and be behind the buck and shoots and try to be friends with everybody. It's just something that I always did. It makes it more enjoyable to me other than just roping.
Something else that I've noticed about you, a lot of these guys pull these $100,000 trailers up and down the road. Did you build your own trailer and drag it around?
I built one stock trailer. I needed one, and I was trying to order one, but I couldn't get one the way I wanted. So I was thinking, man, I'm going to try to build one. So I got to building one, and it was a pain in the butt to build. I got tired of it. It took forever, and I had my cousin helping me cart it. So one day, I was like, you know what? If I ever get this trailer finished, I'm going to take it to the NFR. And I got it finished, and he's like, hey, you remember that time you said you'll take this trailer? I said, all right. So I took it that one time. But yeah, I got one I built.
Well, my dad was a race car builder, so I was quite proud of you to watch you build that trailer, and I was quite impressed with it. You know, we have a lot of youngsters listening, and I always conclude our interviews with the question of what maybe something that you've learned that you could share with them.
I wonder if there's any, we need some popcorn. You got any popcorn around here?
Popcorn, yes. Besides eating popcorn, is there anything that you could share with our youngsters that might inspire them to have as much fun and win as much money as you do?
Whatever you do, it has to be fun. That's the only way you be successful in it. If there's no fun involved, you're not gonna go far at all with it. Fun is what gets you through the hard times. Fun is what gets you further. Fun is what gets you over the hump. And if there's a way you can have fun and make money at the same time, that's the ultimate way of life, or that's the ultimate job. So if you can get both fun and get money on the side and not know it, I think that's the ultimate way to do it.
That's words of our champion, our favorite cowboy, Navajo Derek Begay. Derek, thank you for your time. God bless you, partner.
Randy, you're crazy. You thought I was a different guy. We need to talk.
That sounds good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
The Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.